This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at Nizamabad in Telangana this evening. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation several rail projects, including the new railway line connecting Manoharabad and Siddipet and the electrification project between Dharmabad, Manoharabad and Mehboobnagar, Karnool. He also dedicated to the nation the first 800 megawatt unit of Phase 1 of the Telangana Super Thermal Power project of NTPC in Pedapalli district. 85% of electricity generated by the power plant will be utilized in the state itself, and it will also improve north-south grid connectivity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the development of any nation or state depends upon its self-reliant capacity for electricity production. Mr. Modi said the Telangana Super Thermal Power Plant is the most modern power plant out of all NTPC power plants in the country. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for 50-bed critical care blocks under the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission in 20 district headquarters. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation development projects worth 27,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Tribal Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh. Around 64,000 people have taken the pledge to donate their organs under the Ayushman Bhava campaign, which was launched last month at the national level. The campaign was implemented during the Seva Pakhwada from the 17th of September to the 2nd of October. Union Health Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has also registered himself for organ donation. Talking to media in Delhi today, the minister said the Ayushman Bhava campaign remained very successful and it received an overwhelming response from the people. The Delhi police today arrested two journalists, Prabir Purkayastha and Amit Chakravarti of a news portal, in connection with a case related to the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The police conducted searches and questioned 46 people in the case. During the searches, the police seized digital devices and documents for examination. The police said further investigation into the case is in progress. The BJP today demanded a CBI probe into the alleged swindling of central funds in West Bengal. Briefing media, New Delhi party leader and leader of opposition in the state assembly, Shubhendu Adhikari, alleged that thousands of village heads belonging to the Trinamool Congress in connivance with state government officials have been involved in corruption to the tune of thousands of crores in the state in relation to work under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Act, MGNREGA. The Full Election Commission of India reached Telangana today to review the poll preparedness for assembly polls in the state. The team has begun assessing the preparedness for assembly elections. The ECI team, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, heard the issues raised by various political parties. The ECI met the delegations of BJP, BRS, Congress, AAP, CPI-M, BSP and MIM, among others. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today held an all-party meeting in Patna on the report of the caste-based survey in the state. The meeting was held a day after the release of the data of the survey. Chairing the meeting, Mr. Kumar said the caste-based survey is elaborative and comprehensive in nature. He said the main purpose of the survey is to uplift the poor and deprived sections of society. Mr. Kumar said it will provide good inputs for policy-making and formulation of social welfare schemes. The 2023 Nobel Prize in Physics has been jointly awarded to scientists Pierre Agostini, Ferenc Krauss and Anne Luye for their work on creating extremely short pulses of light that can be harnessed to study processes occurring inside atoms and molecules. Announcing the names of the three scientists, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences in Stockholm said the trio are being recognized for their experimental methods that generate attosecond pulses of light for the study of electron dynamics in matter. India's medal rush continued in athletics at the ongoing Hangzhou Asian Games in China. On day 10, India clinched 2 gold, 2 silver and 5 bronze medals, taking the country's overall tally to 69. It comprises 15 gold, 26 silver and 28 bronze. And with that, we end this news bulletin.